Thank you. she was born again. She was in. She was changed in a few. In our world, as we spoke this world of biological disaster, of brutality, of human cost, it was more than struck to the healing of the divide between north and south, which had come to the open form of the constantly disadvantaged. In community, the world of change and relationships are attitudes. Apparently, most of our friends are constantly in the need. Some energy gains, and a fancy name. But it seems that we understand not why we have to learn from last time, which is why they won't come to the next time. Similarly, it seems to me that in our faith journey, being born again is also an ongoing lifelong process. One commentator discusses the symptom. It's interesting. It's the world, it's the experience of shallow Christianity. To move on, Nicodemus must have worked. We may listen to the sermon, read the Bible, discuss faith, but not really seeing that in our eyes and hearts. Let alone letting the Spirit move in our lives. Can we interest in reading books and prayer rather than beginning to learn to listen to God in the silence of God's loving presence? Seeing and being ongoingly reborn is challenging, and new things may come as a result of pain, darkness, and apparent disaster. And the first step by our Calvary faith used by Robert Jones. But in the form of sorrow, I think it's a journey that apparently destroys everything. But the retreat, the seeds for a new birth are still lasting, and new life does come from the black and ashes. So what will we only see in us, we know, as in our work? Part of this process of seeing or caring may be the need to more regularly and intentionally clean our spiritual darkness. Often slowly, dusty or fogged up when we start ups and downs and bitterness. How about reading some or all of John's Gospel tonight? Immerse yourself in it. Listen to what God may be saying to you here and now through the signs or miracles. The words I am. Imagine yourself into the scene. What does Jesus say to you? A friend has been down on Peter's sermons. What do you want to say to him? Ask the Spirit to speak across the God's love to you. Listen to the Spirit's voice to see more clearly, to allow oneself to be changed. To be inspired to act, but it's the new ways for all your current discussions about the way forward as a church. We do invite you into one of the core territories, terms of social visitors to famous art gallery. At the end, the visitors will say to them, "Well, I don't want you to draw old pictures." You'll probably reply, "Sure. I'm to be reminded that these pictures are no longer on trial. So bear with me as they are." So too as we read the Gospel. And that's the end, and the final chapter of the words of Malcolm Burke's Gospel to John, to further encourage you to read more of John with your own eyes and meet God there. This is the Gospel of the primal light, the first beginning and the fruitful end, the soaring glory of Jesus Christ, the quiet capture of beloved faith. This is the Gospel of our transformation, water to wine and glow to living bread, blindness to sight, and soaring to elation. And water from God's
Thank you.